Hello everyone, it's Charlie again, and we are about to embark on our second episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use the science to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about the importance of going to class, not just watching the recordings, I mean going to class in person in addition to watching and listening to available recordings. A few years back when COVID-19 struck, many universities and high schools had to become very creative, very fast, and learn to teach online. This was often done with little to no warning for instructors, and to be honest, everyone just did the best they could. This meant that some classes were offered live through Zoom, while others were offered through recorded lectures, and some schools struggled just to deliver the material at all. Since this time, there has been considerable interest in determining which method works best to help students learn. Some people feel they do best skipping live lectures and just listening to the recordings, while others prefer live lectures to recordings any day. I am going to advocate for both based on science, 25 years of teaching experience, and what I have observed since COVID. The reality is that it is difficult to determine which delivery method is best for everyone. Each student is different, and their learning needs will be different. Attending live lectures has many benefits. For example, this puts you in the moment, and as you sit with your friends, you can ask each other questions when you have them. This also allows you to ask the instructor questions when a concept is unclear. This is a huge benefit for both the instructor as well as the attentive student. We often have to judge what does and does not make sense based on our interactions with you. If you ask us a question, we can use this information to determine where you are with the concepts. This tells us if we need to explain a difficult concept again a different way. This alone makes attending class beneficial. Also, let's be honest, it's no fun to lecture to an empty room. However, according to the research, the recordings can also be beneficial for everyone. This puts less pressure on the student since they can go back and listen again if they miss a concept. This has been shown to work particularly well with tricky and difficult concepts. In 2020, Daryl Horn published a study that addressed this very question in the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry. He found that using a combination of attending live lectures and listening to recordings helped students to score the highest on their class exams. Horn followed 307 first-year students through a genetics biochemistry course in Seattle, Washington. These students were split into three cohorts: those who went to in-person lectures only, those who watched recorded lectures only, and those who did both. Horn found that of these three cohorts, the students that performed the highest were those that attended live lecture as well as listened to the recordings. Additionally, he found that for students who were the lowest performers, attending live lectures worked best to help them retain the material and increase their scores on exams. Although this is by no means the end-all, be-all answer to which delivery method is best, these results do suggest that attending live lectures in addition to listening to recordings can improve exam scores and student retention of difficult material. What does this mean for you? Well, first, go to class. Remember, college is incredibly expensive, and the reality is you want to perform your best. This will allow you to achieve your future goals and dreams. Secondly, if your instructor does not currently record lectures through an automatic system, there is a way to ask that is universally accepted in most universities. Sit up front, ask the instructor if you can record their lectures so you can listen to them later and study. Use your cell phone or another recording device, but make sure you are not disruptive and that you are respectful. Some people are not comfortable being recorded, so instead, students can find a buddy to pair up with and compare notes with later. If the instructor does let you record, mind the recording device and understand that you are responsible for being as undisruptive and innocuous as possible. Good luck, everyone. I wish you great exam scores.